Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for joining us. Nick and I recently spent some time together checking out a couple of contemporary art exhibits at the Orlando Museum of Art. We were both very impressed by what we encountered, and we learned some interesting things about the way Nick and I do museums. It's another fun and fascinating experience in the name of art. Check it out. How has your life been? Since our adventure.
OMA adventure?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was so much fun.
Surprised that I felt like the museum was bigger this time than I had ever seen before. It felt like the exhibits occupied a greater space, and there were more docents than I had seen in past days.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an indication of the value of the art.
So it was the Orlando Museum of Art, and there were, I don't want to say only, there were two really incredible exhibitions.
Oh, yeah. Those were the draws, for sure.
There was the Florida Prize, which was so good, which is basically what we went for. That was the only one. Yeah. And I didn't really know about the Outwin portrait exhibition. I had heard a little bit about it, but I think we got through because we went through the Florida Prize first. Right. So we kind of came in through the exit of the portrait.
Yeah, other people were coming through the other direction. It was like a surprise at the end of the
exhibit.
I
didn't realize what it was until the very end, until we got sort of to the entrance and read more about it.
It was cool. You are a good reader, by the way. I noticed that about you in museums, that you pick up facts and you brought me back facts. All I do in museums is go, ooh, look at that. And you're like, did you know the origin of this thing? And I learned so much about the different things I had already walked by and looked at and said, ooh, that I thought we are genuinely compatible when it comes to museums.
Museums and podcasts.
Yeah.
And that might be it.
A couple of things, you know, but it was a cool thing to see for sure. And there were a couple of those portraits that really blew my mind. I thought it was interesting that Jim Hobart zeroed in on the portrait that we chose to shelfie in front of. Sometimes my consonants just get mixed up.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's as long as you understand what I'm saying.
What did Jim say? I can't remember.
He just said that he felt like that was an incredible portrait of the elderly couple. I believe the immigrant couple.
Yeah, the immigrant couple that we took a picture of. I'll post it to wherever I post things.
Fantastic. Kind of, it's funny because it was photoreal from a distance, but then when you got up, I love this. You can see the strokes. You can see it no longer becomes photoreal. It becomes something else. Like that other artist, and I wish I could remember his name, and we can look it up. We'll include it in the intro or outro. But that did the paintings of the plastic figurines turned on its side that we both thought were photographs until we got close up. And then when you're close up, there's no mistaking it for a painting. So I love things like that that just confuse you from a distance.
Well, what I liked about the Outwin is just the difference. So what I think they said something like there were 2,500 entries and 42 were chosen for this exhibition. It's going to four places around the U.S. and Orlando was the first one. So I think this is one of OMA's ways of fixing what happened and making sure that its reputation comes back. And I think this is a great way to do it, right?
So.
Like get the biggest and best things that you can that are 100% reputable.
Right.
You don't have to take any chances. You don't have to go out on a limb. You don't have to do anything crazy. And I think they nailed it with this thing because all the portraits. So there was multimedia, there was video. There were
cool video,
different, I mean, not only painting, but photography. There was all sorts of stuff. I mean, just so
incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It really was. The range was fantastic. And the quality was excellent, too.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Bob was trying to remember the artist whose name is Reginald O'Neill. The work that Reginald creates are these massive paintings that, as Bob mentioned, look like photographs until you get up close. That's another thing about the Florida Prize exhibition, the scale of what the artist created. Even if it's small, there's so much detail involved. I encourage you to go see it as soon as possible. Have a great day.